Good morning again. Welcome to North Hills New Hope Church. Sorry, couldn't resist. Thank you, Fred. some of you might remember, well, first of all, let me give you a quick rundown in case you're wondering what we're doing today, is that I am going to be silent by 10:30, if not beforehand. That's a guarantee, that's a promise. Even if I'm in mid-word, I will stop at 10:30. And then what we're doing is we're going to move right into a ministry fair where we're going to have all of the leaders, all of our great leaders up here where people can sign up for the different areas you can be involved in ministry. So that is the plan for today. We'll see how this goes. You might remember back when I asked for what is one word you want a New Hope to focus on in 2020, and I received many different words. And there was an overwhelming word that we had, and then the first slide that I put up, does anybody remember what the first slide was before I got to the real word? Anybody remember? Somebody said it one more time. Yeah, it was a cheeseburger, right? The 2020 is going to be the year of the cheeseburger. Well, somebody found it on the Lord, I guess, laid it on their heart. They decided to bring this into me today. This is a cheeseburger. And it's not really the one I had in mind, but I appreciate the thought. But I'm not going to tell you who gave this to me, because I would never want to embarrass this person. But they're in this section, they're about four rows back, and they're wearing bright red right here. But anyway, I thought it was a good idea. Just to remind everybody, if you have a spare cheeseburger on hand, I will accept it, even if it's stuffed. You should see my office. Deb got me, when she came back from California, she got me a candied cheeseburger that's still in the box now. So yes, cheeseburgers are great. But what now? Does anybody remember what the next slide was? Everybody together. One, two, three. Growth. So the whole theme, everything we're doing here in 2020 is all about growth. And the whole idea of growth is every possible area of growth, whether that's physical growth, spiritual growth, individual growth, corporate growth, every possibility of growth. Because that's why we serve Christ, is so that we can grow. And in order for us to grow, we change individually and we change as a body, and God leads us. And we are here to grow. And that's the focus that we have for the ministry fair. One of the ways to grow is to be able to sign up for other areas of ministry where God can actually use you. Now, to focus on this, we're going to stick with our Bible reading challenge, which we've been doing since the beginning of February. If we put the verse up on the screen, the verse for today, if we go, we'll read all of this together, but then verse 9 is going to be our focus. So beginning with verse 4, but you are a chosen, I'm sorry, there we go, and coming to him as to a living stone, which has been rejected by men, but is choice and precious in the sight of God. You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For this is contained in Scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a choice stone, a precious cornerstone, and he who believes in him will not be disappointed. This precious value then is for you who believe, but for those who disbelieve, the stone which the builders rejected, this became the very cornerstone. And a stone of stumbling block and a rock of offense, for they stumble because they are disobedient to the word, and to this doom they were also appointed. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now that's our focus for the day, is just verse 9. If we can back up to verse 9, please. If everybody can read that together one more time, please. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. This is coming on the tail end where we just read before that in the passage. He was talking about those who disbelieve and how those who disbelieve are going to be disappointed. And he even used the term doom, that they are doomed because they don't believe in Christ. And the context is Simon Peter's writing this to people who are facing persecution, as you know. And so they're facing difficulty. And yet he's writing this saying that this is what's going to happen to your persecutors. So don't think things are great for them. Don't think they're getting by with anything, because eternally there's going to be issues, there's going to be things that are going to be faced eternally. But when he gets to this, he says, but you are a royal chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. I want you to think about these words for a moment, because I know that I don't think it happens much in our culture today as much as it used to. But I remember when, like in the Jewish culture, for example, when your family name meant something, right? Your family name meant something, where the parents would tell the child, remember, you are a Smith. You do not, that's not the way a Smith acts. Remember, you are a Hogue. That's not the way. And it's very similar. That's what he's saying here. He's reminding them who they are in Christ. He's saying, you have accepted Christ. You have Christ, which is more important than anything. The people that are persecuting you don't have Christ, so that should be more of a burden for you. But then he says, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that, here's why. See, did you know that the reason you serve Christ, there's a purpose behind why you serve Christ? There's a reason. Serving Christ just isn't a religion you choose. That's a different faith compared to other people. But choosing Christ, there's a purpose behind it. There's a reason. And here it is. He says, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So you are following Jesus to proclaim to the world his excellencies. The one who has called you out of darkness into his light. You are following Jesus so that you can actually know who Jesus is, and you can actually convey to others who Jesus is. That's the purpose. That's why we're here this morning. That's the purpose of the ministry fair, because every ministry we have up here, the main goal and the main purpose that all of them have in common is the idea of we want to proclaim Christ to everyone. Because we can help those in need, we can do a lot of things, but the most important thing is for people to realize who Jesus is and they can accept him as their Savior. Now, I told you I was going to be introducing people to you today. I received an email back in the fall, and this was a very passionate email. It was a heartfelt email. And this person, you know, I'll say that every time he speaks, every time he shares, if you're just around him, his passion is contagious in many ways. He's very passionate about what he says, what he does. So I read this email and I thought, wow, this is a very solid email. It's very heartfelt. So I talked to him and I said, would you be interested in sharing that on Vision Day here in 2020? And he said, sure. Now I want to make sure everybody understands. I didn't say you're going to share this, right? I didn't force him. I didn't say, you must do this. I actually asked him, gave him the option, and he said, sure. So I would like to introduce to you someone that all of you know who's going to share a heartfelt message with us today, and his name is Ken Rosenberg. Let's give him a hand as he comes up here.
Good morning. As Chad said, I sent this to him a little while back, but as I was thinking about this morning and thinking about talking about Vision Sunday and praying for some guidance, I really believe what I sent him and what I've got here today, that God really put this on my heart, and I'm sharing it from here. In the year 2019 was a pretty difficult year for New Hope Church in many ways. To say it was a challenge is a huge understatement. You know, in life, when we lose a close friend or a family member, there needs to be a time for grieving and reflection. In a similar fashion, our church has gone through the same process this year. Even after a family or friend lost, though, there comes a time where we need to pick up the pieces, dust ourselves off, and begin to move on with our lives. And I think that's where we're at as a church right now. It's time to move on. Currently, I think we've been a stumbling block to Jesus' plan for our church. I know in my heart that he has many, many plans for us. We just need to open our hearts and minds and allow the healing to continue and his will to be done. If we do that, we're going to be amazed at the wonderful unfolding vision that we'll see before us. You know, I've shared this with some people before, but I firmly believe that church is more than attending on Sunday mornings. Matter of fact, as a member of New Hope Church, I think that each and every one of us are expected to find a place to plug in. That's part of our membership to the church. And there are just so many areas that we connect with. There's something for everyone. You could plug into the children's ministry, which is led by some truly gifted and God-inspired people. They just need our help. Or you could plug into the New Beginnings ministry that some of you have heard about that helps homeless families who are transitioning out of the homeless shelters and into their first apartments. This ministry can help you use help in sorting donations and stocking supplies and keeping supplies organized, helping pulling delivery orders, and even helping with the deliveries. You could plug into an area of fellowship that plans our church picnics, our dinners, and other fun events that encourage us all in developing relationships. You could plug in with helping on the worship team or the media team that kind of helps bring our whole worship service together. You could join a focus group. If you're not aware, that's what we call our Bible study groups. These groups meet at various times and various days. So there's almost a time for everyone. You could start, or you could continue your walk with the Lord. These groups are especially great when you're going through some tough times. I'll just share with our group for a matter of fact. This year, we've had some people dealing with knee issues. We've had a person in the group have a hip replacement. We've lost two dear friends, Barry Beislang and Will Sauter. We have people in the group who are having issues with children or grandchildren. You know what? I just cannot even imagine going through all this and not having a group, like a Bible study group, to be able to share this with, to be able to talk it through, to be able to cry with, to be able to sit with. I can't even begin to tell you the importance of our focus group. You could also plug in with the Swazi Mission. They can always use help. The Timbali crafts that you see us sell here occasionally, they do that throughout the year, at craft shows, women's conferences. They could really use some help in setup, selling, and takedown of those events. That stuff that you see us sell for the Timbali, that money goes directly back to the women that made them, to feed their families, to provide for school fees, just all kind of stuff. So these are just a few examples. You're going to hear more this morning, but these are just a few examples of areas that we can plug in and share the love of Jesus with others. So come on, New Hope. I want to be on fire. I want us to be on fire. So won't you join me? Won't you join me in seeing what God has in store for us, to get out of his way, look at the positives, and join his team? What do you say? What do you say?